give you a bottle of syrup if you want.
All right. If we keep going. If I don't wear Mr.
Out
by
no, it's the thrill of his life. If I get out of here, I believe he'd
do
better if I can get out of here.
Yeah, my dad and his time, he traded. I told you about him trading at Summit, and in the fall of the year, come time to carry the crop off. Hooked some oxens to the wagon and put on about 4 bales of cotton and laid out for Summit, maybe in the middle of the evening or something like that. And they'd go way on down there, 2-3 miles of Summit, and camp out the rest of the night and then go on in the next day. And then the next night, maybe after dark, they'd get back home. And I went with them one time, and we had a yoke of oxen driving, and my oldest brother drove them back, and when it came to going down the hill, he'd whip them, make them trot down the hill so he'd get home before night. My daddy didn't know it, but we'd kind of push them up and, to get home before night. But we finally got mules to do the hauling with.
The room at the top of the house, just under the roof, you know, sometimes it's not finished. That space up there between, say, well, next to the roof, that's the what?
I was all covered solid.
In the old house, though, was it...
All over the top, solid, solid cover.
Was there a space up there? Was there a ceiling?
Boards.
What would you call that space, though, up there between the boards and the roof?
Loft.
Okay, fine. And is there a... In this house, was there a little room off the kitchen where they stored their flour and sugar and things?
What was called a dairy.
No,
store. Up over the table at the... Put a lot of stuff in, stored a lot of stuff in. Called it a dairy.
All right, was this kind of like a little room?
It was kind of like a little house built onto the house, you know.
Built onto the kitchen? Okay, and what kinds of things did you keep in there?
Anything that goes in the kitchen.
Any of the foods, food that you had to keep there? Okay, did you keep the milk in there, too?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have, what do you call a whole lot of old, worthless things that you have around that you need to throw away? You might say, boy, I got a lot of old...
Worthless junk, I
right.
guess.
Right, that's what I'm looking for. And sometimes people have a room in the house where they put all this stuff. Yeah. And you'll call that a what?
Junk house. Junk house.
Would that be away from the house?
No, it could be a room in the house.
It could be.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're thinking about the housework that a woman does, every morning, you know, she gets up and she dusts or she makes up the bed and all this. You'd say every morning that woman does what? She gets up and then she does what to the house?
Works it over.
Okay. You were talking about your shuck scrub. Well, there's something that you would use, and they used to make this thing that I'm talking about out of shucks sometime. But what do you use to sweep the floor? What did you